Over on Apple TV Plus, we have a new drama series which arrives on Friday, the 17th of May. It's called The Big Cigar. And here's a clip.
The story I'm about to tell you is how I, Huey P. Newton, the Black Panther Party founder, was set free into a prison. I envision a world beyond conflict and violence. What you got to say? I want to transform society. This is just the beginning.
First up, it's Apple TV Plus, so you know the drill. You're going to get your first two episodes, and then it's going to be dropping weekly. So we're going back to America in the 1970s, and the story of the founder, or the co-founder, I should say, of the Black Panther Party, Huey P. Newton, and how he tried to get away from the FBI, who were trying to track him down. I think he was accused of killing a policeman, and also I think he was accused of rape. Anyway, the backdrop to it is, it's a really interesting story, but there's also a really bizarre element to the story, which is a bit like that Ben Affleck film, is it Argo, where a film crew is used as a sort of cover for a mission. The backdrop is very interesting because I didn't know that much about the Black Panther Party, but they basically were formed, of course, with the whole civil rights movement and so on, and all these Black Americans moving from the southern states up to the sort of northern cities and just facing, you know, terrible racism, especially from the police brutality, living in ghettos. One of the Black Panthers' aims, as well as lots of social projects that they did, like Breakfast for Kids and so on, support for Black families, was to try and prevent Black people being stopped and brutalized by the cops. And there was this law called open carry in America, where you could carry a rifle or a shotgun openly on the street as long as you weren't pointing it at someone. And so what they would do, they would follow the police at a distance, and then when they saw them, you know, stopping and searching a Black person, they'd get out with their firearms and just, you know, make sure that no rights were being violated. Anyway, for reasons that will become clear, he gets involved with this, I mean, it's a true story, this Hollywood film producer called Bert Schneider, bit of an indie film guy. He'd worked on Easy Rider, the brilliant Easy Rider with Dennis Hopper, Five Easy Pieces, the Jack Nicholson classic. Yeah, their paths cross, and basically Schneider really wants to get involved with the Black Panthers, but because he is, as Newton describes him, like a white Hollywood guy, he doesn't really want him to. But it turns out that they can be useful to each other, because the FBI are trying to track down and arrest Newton, and Schneider comes up with this crazy plan to get him out of the country. It's got a slight kind of blaxploitation vibe to it, and I think they're kind of trying to strike that balance between, this is American social and political history, but also it's almost a bit of a caper movie in a weird way, but the stakes are incredibly high, and it's all, you know, this genuinely happened. So I felt it was something quite different that I hadn't seen before, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed episode one. What do you think, Hannah?
Yeah, well, I say gritty. It's quite deep, isn't it, really, on so many different levels. And for me, open my eyes, I think we know so much. And then you see something like this, and you know, you were saying about, you know, how that divide, that sort of the ability for the cops to brutalize these Black people was just, it's kind of, you kind of known, you know, it's happened, but just to see it like that. And I think it was, I think I've read here that it was quite an interesting challenge for the team, because you want that entertainment value while also dealing with the real history, the necessary history that's in it. And I think that's really, really tough. And there must have been an awful lot of work that went into this to make this as accurate as it possibly can be. So there are times I think it's quite difficult viewing. I certainly found it quite difficult to watch. But also, like you said, it's a bit of a caper as well, isn't it? It's quite fun in places. You almost find yourself aligning with people that perhaps you shouldn't be aligned to, but you want them to do well because of what's happened, if that makes sense. So yeah, not something I thought I would love, but I really enjoyed it.